our next guest introduced Damon and Molly about a month ago. He introduced them as his favourite brekkie show, but as we learned on TikTok, that wasn't true. Welcome, Andy Lee, host of The Cube, to your favourite drive show.
Hey, Craig, I mean, it wasn't not true, was it?
Well, do you know what happened on the show the day before?
What's that?
Oh, I don't know either. They're a good bunch, but hey, this is your favourite drive show, no doubt. You've tuned in throughout the week.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, The Cube's been going for about a month now, and we do know a lot of people heard that Hamish got you a watermelon at the start of the series. How much have you got through?
I've gone through the whole watermelon. It's the preferred fruit to consume while watching The Cube.
Okay.
You can watch The Cube without eating watermelon, that's fine as well, but it's certainly the preferred.
No doubt. I would suggest everyone go out and buy watermelon tonight before sitting down at 7:30 in front of yours. Yeah. And, you know, people in South Australia absolutely love a cube. I've just been thinking about this. Like, geometry all around South Australia, our CBD is a cube. On the River Murray, there's the Cube Eco Pod that you can go and stay at. And are you aware in McLaren Vale of the D. Ardenberg Cube, the sort of half-finished Rubik's Cube?
I wasn't aware of that.
Oh.
But then, you know, obviously the Rundle Mall balls, which means
it
kind of makes me feel like Adelaide is more into a sphere.
Yeah.
And more drawn to spherical items. But look, as I'll say to all South Australians, if you're normally into spheres, just give the cube a go tonight. See if you like it. It's worth a test drive.
Nice. Do you reckon you could ever take the cube on tour? Like, take it out of that cube and move it into one of ours?
I like the idea of setting it up in different areas, you know, say the shopping centres or the middle of a cityscape, and having people do the tests inside them for their chance to play on the actual show. Because so many people sit at home and watch our show and go, I could do that. I reckon I'd be amazing at that. And give me a chance to get in there. That's the most common thing that's said to me in the street at the moment. Can I play? So it'd be good to see how they went under pressure of people watching.
Yeah, that'd be a great post kind of COVID thing to be able to do. Would you like to see any other post COVID things implemented on the show?
Well, I kind of feel like the Cube's pretty COVID safe. I mean, most other, you know, taxis and other restaurants and cafes, they put up these big Perspex screens around. We've had one already built in. It's the place to be.
Maybe more hugging, more audience. It's very good. Now, Andy, I know you're a keen golfer. Surely seeing all those red balls in the cube, surely you've brought in the putter or something to have a crack at them?
I actually brought in my driver so I could check out my swing. It's very rare you get access to 140 cameras and bullet time and super slow-mo. So I brought my driver in just so I could shoot my golf swing, send it off to a couple of guys that are better at golf than me and ask them where I was going wrong.
How did the art director, what's his name, Jason Shara, how did he feel about that? Because he had to do a lot of sourcing of those red ping pong balls.
Yes, and guess what? This is the most pain, is they weren't sourced. They had to paint every single ball. I think they ended up painting around about 2,000 ping pong balls.
Is there 1,999 on the set now?
There's less than that. I used to take them back to my dressing room and muck around.
Oh, I figured that might be the case. Hey, tonight you've got siblings Casey and Keats. Do you find that siblings do better on the show? Or have you found a team that's been successful because they've been siblings? Or is it communication? Is there anything that helps?
Siblings argue better. They tend to not hold back on each other, and that's what I love about having siblings on the show. And you'll see Katie and Keith tonight, very, very competitive duo. They bicker just as well as they play.
Oh, I can't wait to see that. The Cube with Andy Lee on from 7:30 tonight, Channel 10, just after the project. Hey, Andy, just before we go, we on a Wednesday normally play a game called Dumb Games. Would you like to play our game this afternoon?
Of course. Absolutely.
In the middle of the week, you won't exert, don't need no brains. It's time to play some dumb games.
Andy Lee, host of The Cube, does join us, but as a contestant now on Dumb Games, Andy, we played this earlier today with a contestant. We played one of four dumb games. That one was called the Shell Game. I've got three more that I'd like you to choose from. You've got Dice Up, Chance Card, or compass roulette?
I'll go with chance card. It's a very South Australian way to say it. Us Victorians would call it chance card.
Yeah, I like chance card better. I mean, not just because I'm South Australian, but, you know, I think it sounds a little nicer.
I can do both.
Cool. So I've got a deck of cards here. I'm just giving it a quick shuffle in my hands that are a little bit shaky for some reason, probably because these cards are very, very small. Now, I've got one off the top. I'll show it to the camera. You obviously can't see it. All I need you to do is tell me, is this card black or red?
Oh, it's black.
Andy Lee. Do you get the ding? You do. It is a black level card.
Level up.
All right, you're on the second level, Andy. I've pulled another card from the deck. Now I need you to tell me what suit this is.
Oh, so it's not the same card.
No, it's a new card.
Oh, okay. The suit of that one is the club.
A club? No, sorry, Andy. It was hearts. But you know what? The initial one was a club, so now I feel a bit
That's
bad.
That's what I thought, though. That's where my vibes are coming.
Andy Lee, thank you for joining us, and we'll make sure to join you 7:30 tonight. Channel 10 for The Cube.
Cheers, buddy. Great to be back on my favourite drive show.